You weren't made for decent? Don't you want more out of life? God was just like, yo, you give them the marketing, you give them the storytelling, you give them the business blueprint, but you also tell them about the Holy Ghost. I saw this guy come down and my man got closer with tears in his eyes. And he was like, I want to be baptized. And I heard the spirit of God right there and say, give an altar call. And that we baptized like maybe 60, 70 people.
If you did not give yourself to Christ, where could you be right now?
I'd be dead. I'd have been shot at. I'd have shot at people. Like, the devil will set you up. The devil will give you what you think is blessings. And so I excelled in the dope game. I had 2 nightclubs. So when people look at me now, they're like, bro, you killing it. It's like, yeah, because God can't fail. For anybody that really wants to win, stop fighting your help. So I started praying, last your chest, God, give me perfect peace. And then the storm came. And my wife, with tears in her eyes, was like, I don't get it. We are so faithful. Why are we in this season? This has nothing to do with the lack of faithfulness. But what happens when it's like you get hit after hit after hit? Can you still worship me? Watch what you pray for. There were years when Tracy was covering me in prayer. I didn't know it. And she was wondering, God, are you even hearing these prayers? And I wake up and I feel her hand on my chest and she just praying over me. You felt that, didn't you? It's okay. We need that.
The way the enemy attacks me is through my marriage.
That's a part of the Christian journey. The power is when we pray without ceasing. And we just know eventually we're going to get that breakthrough.
What's going on, guys? My name is Jessica Lane McDonald, and I want to welcome you guys to another episode of Hardly Initiated. Listen, guys, I'm super excited about our conversation today because sometimes we look at success and success is very, 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 very public. But the thing is that the transformation is private. And sometimes we look at success and we glorify these things and we want these things, but we never really take a time to think about what it costs. Our guest for today is a father, a philanthropist, a speaker, and author. He is all the things, but more importantly, he is a man of God, and I'm super excited to be present with him today. Jeremy Anderson, how are you?
Man, blessed. Blessed, Jess. How you feeling?
The crazy thing is, I hesitated for a second because I was about to say Pastor Jeremy Anderson.
Right. No doubt. But I'm good. How you feeling?
I'm good. I'm good. But it's just a testament for the hand of God that's over you. Mm-hmm. And the reason that I was about to say Pastor,
right,
because you guys, one of the most profound things that I really feel like really drew me in to Jeremy is that I had gone to one of his speaker conferences. And in this speaker conference, this man did an altar call. And I'm like, I'm looking around and I thought it was so amazing because so many times we're just in our business. But the most important part is God, because he gives us everything.
Thanks.
So the fact that this man did an altar call in the middle of this speaker conference, it was just so profound to me because it's truly ministry in the marketplace. And that's the most important thing you could ever have. So tell me a little bit about that.
So thanks for having me on. And let me say this, super proud of you.
Oh, thank you.
Can I say that? Super proud of you. You know, I've known Mike and Tashawn for years. I was one of the first guests that came on, and I saw their growth and transition. And when I heard that you took over the show, I was like, it makes sense. And so I want to just affirm you, my sister. I want to affirm you, woman of God. Like, I believe that God has called you for this appointed time and season.
Thank you.
Guide this generation to a whole another level. So let me just say that.
Thank you. Excited
to be here.
Thank you.
So we have our annual Next Level Speakers Conference. And, you know, as a speaker, I've been doing this for 16 years. I've spoken for some of the biggest companies, the Ford Motor Company, SpaceX, like every type of India, Australia, South Africa, Europe. I've been all over the globe. So I train speakers and people who want to be effective communicators and business leaders on how to go to the next level in their business. So at our conference, God just said, don't cap. God was just like, yo, you give them the marketing, you give them the storytelling, you give them the business blueprint, but you also tell them about the Holy Ghost.
Okay.
God was like, bro, years ago, you was trapping. You was pulling kick doors. You wasn't always living a life of purpose. And it wasn't just your brilliance or your intellect or your degrees or your marketing plan that blew you up. It was my spirit and my favor upon your life.
Come on.
When you went down in that watery grave, you came up different. Not perfect, but you came up different. You died to yourself so that my spirit can live in you. And so at our very first conference in 2021, there was one homie in our community I was going to baptize. And my man was like, will you baptize me? So I just told the people, hey, y'all, we having the baptism. If y'all want to come and support him, you know what I'm saying, meet me tomorrow morning at the hotel pool. We about to turn into a baptismal pool. Amen. And I saw this guy come down on the side, and I'm looking like, where my team at? Because he was like, I couldn't hear what he was saying, but it sounded like he was like growling at me. And I was like, and I on stage speaking, I'm like, what you saying? And my man got closer with tears in his eyes. Mm. And he was like, I want to be baptized. And I heard the spirit of God right there in 2021 say, give an altar call. So I was like, you want to give it back to, you want to give your life to God, your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? Yes. I was like, anybody else want to be baptized tomorrow? Anybody else want to follow the path I took? Anybody else want to be powerful regardless of what happens? You want God's spirit upon you? You want to be baptized the same thing Jesus did? Like, I broke down the whole thing down. And we baptized like maybe 60, 70 people.
Mm.
And so the next year, we just made it a thing we do on day one during my opening message.
Mm.
So before I offer you anything on the teaching and the building a business and being an effective communicator and speaker, it's like the first thing I did was I gave my life to Christ and I got baptized. And when I offer that to the people, they want it. So every year we baptize 100 plus people on average, and it's been a beautiful thing. So now, Jess, people be like, I'm coming next year with my sister. You gonna baptize my husband, or you gonna baptize my sister. This is a beautiful thing. So I'm just leading. I'm just being who God called me to be. I'm not even really that deep, but now I'm being intentional because I realize people want something more. Mm-hmm. People want something more. You can gain the world, but lose your soul.
Come on.
And so I'm like, we're going to show you. We got so many people that's making six figures a year, six figures a quarter. We got seven figure speakers now. Like, people is getting to the bag, but I want them to get to the bag and salvation.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? I want them to live a life of purpose and make profit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I want them to get annual checks and the anointing.
Okay.
And so we're doing a bit of both.
Because what good is it to profit the world
and lose your soul?
Amen.
We're not doing that.
Amen.
Not on my watch.
Amen.
Not on your watch.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. I think that's so profound because even taking on this calling, right? I do feel an assignment. People come to these interviews for whatever they're coming to these interviews for, but through it, you're going to hear about God because he's the one that woke us up this morning. He's the reason that we have all of the things that we have. So take us through your journey.
Yeah.
Okay. Take me back to a moment in your life where if God didn't step in, your life could have completely gone in a different direction.
So I'd be dead. For sure. I done had Uzis put to my head. I'd have been shot at. I'd have shot at people. Like, I lived a wild, reckless lifestyle. You know, I grew up without my biological father. Years of drug and alcohol abuse. I went to three different schools for the ninth grade on the verge of dropping out. Like, I had a lot of issues. And as I begin to grow in life, you know, the devil will set you up.
Mm-hmm.
The devil will open up doors. The devil will give you what you think is blessings. And so I excelled in the dope game. I had two nightclubs and I was just a different person. And my pops, my mom married this man years ago. And I remember being a young boy looking at him like, so you're going to be my daddy. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was young and he was just like, yep. And ever since then, that was my guy. And as I began to grow over the years and make a whole bunch of mistakes, he was praying for me, but he started praying on me. And I remember he prayed a prayer. He's like, God, whatever my son's doing that don't bring you glory, he prayed that I failed at it. So long story short, I lose everything. And I come to a fork in the road where I'm like, all right, well, I could just keep on in this destructive path. I'll try it my way. Let me try it Yahweh's.
Mm-hmm.
And October 17th, 2009, I gave my life to the Lord. Got baptized, hit that reset button, and I began to grow. And over the years, it has been a very beautiful, a very rewarding, but just, I ain't gonna lie, a very painful journey, a very painful, like growth is painful.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe there are people watching right now that's in a very weary season, mm-hmm. a very challenging season, a very painful season, mm-hmm. but their 2029 version, their 2031 version is gonna thank them for hanging in there in the season they're in right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so where I'd be, if it wasn't for God, I wouldn't be here, but luckily he had his hand on me. Luckily I had enough sense to surrender and follow the plan that he had for my life.
Amen.
Yeah.
I wanna kinda talk about that surrender because sometimes people can hear a calling over them, right? But they ignore that calling. Mm-hmm. I've seen it so many times before where God can be speaking to somebody clear as day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, why don't you just surrender,
mm-hmm.
right? What would you say to a person that's struggling to fully submitting to that call?
And I want to relate to them. It's hard.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to let them know, I get it. And I see you. Because there was a time I was fighting it too. Because when you surrender, you got to decrease that pride. Mm-hmm. When you surrender, it's like you giving up to your plans. Mm-hmm. In any other situation, Jess, when somebody waved the white flag, they're a loser. You know what I'm saying? They quit. They gave up. When you wave the white flag and you surrender to God, that's how you get the victory. So when people look at me now, they're like, bro, you killing it. It's like, yeah, because God can't fail. And if he be for me, who would be against me? But I was against myself because I was against the plan he had for me. Mm. Does that make sense? And so I be telling people all the time, like, I just lean on God and I just really do what God tell me to do. Just what I told you before, when we were sitting here before we opened up the show, I literally wake up every single morning like, okay, God, I want to be completely obedient to you. You know what I'm saying? So when you tell me to repent, when you tell me to forgive somebody, when you tell me not to respond a certain type of way, when you tell me to lead with love, when you tell me to humble myself and go to my girl and be like, boo, you know what? You was right. You know what I'm saying? When you tell me to give that person some money, like, I want to be completely obedient to whatever you're telling me to do. I literally want to submit to his plan. Why? Because my relationship with him, I think about your interview, brilliant interview with Touré, right? It's like knowing, I know God has a great plan for me. Mm-hmm. I know God loves me. I know I'm the apple of his eye. Mm-hmm. I know he wants me to experience great things. Mm-hmm. I know when I was in my mama's belly, though she was a 16-year-old little girl, I know she had a plan for me, but God had a bigger plan for me. Like, mm-hmm. I know that. And so I'm like, I don't know what's best for my life. Mm-hmm. I went through the first 30 or so years of my life and was on some dodo stuff. Mm-hmm. And so now I've surrendered to you. So now I'm doing whatever he told me to do. Mm-hmm. And so for anybody that really wants to win, stop fighting your help. Mm. That's like somebody out in the water drowning and the lifeguard trying to save you and you fighting him. Just surrender. Mm-hmm. Stop fighting and watch him work. And it's not going to always feel good. Mm-hmm. It is going to be challenging, mm-hmm. but that's how you get stronger. Mm-hmm. That's how you get more powerful.
Yeah.
Just so the season, I'm in a season right now. I ain't even told you what, Mike. I'm in one of the most challenging. I don't even want to say the most frustrating because mm-hmm. I'm trying to flow in peace. Mm-hmm. And so we'll talk about that at some point if the Spirit mm-hmm. leads. But I'm in a season right now and I'm like, I ain't really crazy about the season, but God, you're doing something. Mm-hmm. You're fortifying mm-hmm. something. You're strengthening something inside me. So I'm not going to fight it. So I'm literally trying to practice what I've been preaching mm-hmm. and I'm trying to stay in that flow state with him mm-hmm. and I'm trying to surrender whatever he has for me. And it's easy mm-hmm. because I truly believe he has great things in store for me. Mm-hmm. It's easy for me to surrender because I'm like, I don't like it, but I stand on the promises of God. It's like his word says that my ways are not your ways. My thoughts are not your thoughts. As far as the earth is from heaven, that's how much differently God thinks in us. So I'm like, let me try not to be God because I can't really explain how the bees take the pollen from this flower and put it over here. I can't really explain how the earth rotates at a perfect axis at mm-hmm. the perfect distance between the sun Come and the moon. On. I can't really explain osmosis. I can't really explain how the sun shines after the rain and you see a rainbow. I can't really explain reproductive like that. Doctors are still practicing medicine. God is the balm of Gilead. He is the healer. He is the medicine. So we're still trying to catch up to what God is doing. Mm. And so I'm like, I don't really know what you're doing. And I'm not excited about it. I'm still getting to the point where I can count it all joy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still trying to get to that point. Yeah. But I'm at peace because mm-hmm. I know his plan is perfect.
James 1, 2-5. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, when you face trials of many kind, because the testing of your faith goes on to produce perseverance so you can be complete.
You ain't lacking nothing. Come on. So God is looking at you just like, you know what? She's got some areas where she got to grow. You know what, Jeremy? Mike, he got some areas they got to grow. So I'm going to take them through a process mm-hmm. so I can strengthen them. I'm going to take them through a journey so I can heal them. Mm-hmm. I'm going to take them through a journey so I can protect them for what's going to come in the future. I'm going to let them bump their heads here so they have wisdom 3 years from now so they know how to navigate that terrain.
Absolutely.
So listen to me, all y'all watching, there's something powerful.
Mm-hmm.
About surrendering to the perfect plan.
Amen.
And will of God.
Amen.
And being at peace with it.
Amen. Amen.
Can I talk about the peace though?
Yes. Listen, because that's exactly where I was about to go. Let's talk about the peace.
So I made a mistake.
Mm.
I asked God last year. I was talking to E.T., Dr. Eric Thomas, E.T., the hip hop preacher. That's my guy. And I said, big bro, I'm praying that God just keeps peace because I still got a little edge about me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't kicking in doors no more. You know what I'm saying? But I still have a little edge about me. And so I remember I was like, man, I'm always praying, creating me a clean heart, renewing my spirit within mm-hmm. me. And so every day. And so I remember telling E.T. like, yo, man, I just want peace in all aspects. And he was like, you don't want peace, Jay. I was like, I don't want peace. He was like, you don't want peace. He said, you want perfect peace. I said, oh, that's right. His word says that he'll keep you in perfect peace mm-hmm. whose mind is stayed on him. Mm-hmm. So I started praying last year, just God, give me perfect peace. God, give me perfect peace. Lord, give me perfect peace. And then the storm came. one of the biggest storms of my life.
Mm.
One of the heaviest things, me and my wife. And I'm looking up at God like, God, me and my girl, my wife, Tracy, my queen, we've been married for 16 years. My best friend, the lover of my life. We are the best we've ever been. Why are we in this storm? And I'm like, well, at least we're in the storm together. But I'm just frustrated because I'm like, yo, God. And my wife, with tears in her eyes, a few months ago, Jess, with tears in her eyes, was like, I don't get it. We are so faithful. We got our nonprofit in South Africa. We done put 60 kids through college since 2020. Mm-hmm. Since 2018, Jess, we've been feeding 1,000 starving children in South Africa every single week. My wife, with tears in her eyes, was like, we are so faithful. Why are we in this season? Why are we in this journey right now? And I said, oh, my boo-boo, my queen, my love. This has nothing to do with the lack of faithfulness. Job went through what he went through because he was so faithful.
Come on.
God was actually bragging on Job.
Come on.
Was like, oh, Satan, you think it's because I blessed him. Mm-hmm. What if I take all that away? Have you considered my servant Job?
Have you considered my servant
Job? I said, my love, this ain't got nothing to do with a lack of faith.
Amen.
We're in this season right now because God can trust us with it.
Mm-hmm.
And so as I'm wrestling with this season, I told my girl, because there was a thing back in the Bible days, if you look at the story of Job, half the books of the chapters in Job, it was his friends saying, just repent, just come clean.
Just
you must have did something.
Yeah.
Because there was a misthought during that time that only the wicked got leprosy or now cancer. Only those who did wrong, you must have some secret sin. And Job was going back and forth with them like, no, it ain't nothing. God was showing us then that it rains on the just and the unjust. So I said, but our response has to be not his wife's response, which was just curse God and die. Our response must be, the Lord giveth and taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Mm-hmm. So as I look at this season, me and my girl is in, we like, hey, the Lord giveth and taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Because I'm trying to grow in this level, Jess. My faith, my worship to God, my love for God will not be contingent on what he does for me.
Come on.
I done messed around and told people too many times. You know how Christians be talking like, if God don't do nothing else for me, he done already done enough. And God was like, oh, okay, let's see if you keep that energy. What happens if I take your wealth away? Boom, we lose $500,000. What happens if I take this away, all those contracts you was getting speaking, $35,000, $45,000, $50,000. What if I take all that away? You still worshiping? I'm like, yup. You still praising? Absolutely. I'm to a point now, I'm not even working out the Jeezy no more. That's my dog. I'm working out the Kirk Franklin, Israel, Maverick City. I'm in the gym hard. You know what I'm saying? Jira, you are enough. I'm hitting that iron to gospel music because I'm like, yo, I got to really be intentional about what I put in my spirit because I want perfect peace.
Come on.
And God was like, son, what I'm not going to do, because you pray for perfect peace, I'm not going to salt bay you and just sprinkle a little perfect peace pixie dust over your life. I'm going to put you in some of the most challenging situations so that you can lean on me, because I am the Prince of Peace.
Come on.
So when my people is like, Jay, it's amazing how you got this smile and this joy. I'm like, because I got the Prince of Peace. Regardless of what the situation looks like, regardless of what I'm going through right now, the Prince of Peace is with me, so I'm going to be good. That's why when he was in the boat with the disciples and they was in the storm, he was knocked out asleep.
Yeah.
And they was like, well, what are we going to do? But now they know, like, hey, regardless, we with him. So if he can sleep, I can find rest too. So God says, son, you want perfect peace? I have to put you in a position that is the opposite of perfect to have you really embrace my peace, embrace my presence within. And so I began to go through that journey. I just believe, Jess, when we look at Abednego and Meshach and Shadrach, when we look at the story of the three Hebrew boys, the word of God says that when they was in the fiery furnace, when they came out, they didn't smell like smoke. Their clothes wasn't burnt up. It makes me wonder if they was up in there and they was comfortable. I wonder if they had like an internal AC unit. I don't even think they was hot.
Yeah.
So God is like, I want you to be so potent. I want you to be so powerful. I want you to be so filled with my spirit that regardless of the situation, don't nothing take your joy. Because
yeah.
The 2023 version of Jeremy and Tracy, the 2022 version of Jeremy and Tracy, your joy, your peace was tied to your wealth, tied to that bank account, tied to how everything you was hitting was turning to gold. But what happens when it's like you get hit after hit after hit? Can you still worship me? And this is happening because I ask God to give me perfect peace. So I be telling people like, watch what you pray for. And God was just like, I can trust you with this type of season. And so I'm navigating currently. I ain't gonna come on here and cap. I'm navigating one of the most challenging seasons me and my girl have ever dealt with. But guess what we doing? We still worshiping every single day. We making love every other day. We traveling. We experiencing life together. Mm-hmm. Like everything is perfect. Why? Because we with a perfect God who has a perfect plan, and our faith will not be shaken.
I love that faith.
It's been hard. It's been a journey, though.
It's unshakable. It's unmovable.
I ain't gonna lie. Yeah, and we had to grow to this point. Yeah. So anybody watching, please don't look at me like this has been God has taken us through so many journeys. Mm-hmm. 16 years of entrepreneurship, 16 years of being married. Like, we didn't know what we was doing. We was young and dumb trying to figure it out. Mm-hmm. But when we look at the track record of God, mm-hmm. it's like, man, every
That's
time.
That's what it is.
Come on.
It's the track record. It's the track record. Because I think even when it comes to faith, just looking back on how many things God has actually carried you through and you made it and you surpassed it. Yeah. I even think about things in my life and storms in my life where I'm like, God, I don't really have the answer. I don't know where to go, but He sustained me.
Come on.
Even when the Bible says, think about what's pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is true, you know?
Whatever is just, think on these things. So watch where your mind goes. You know what God told me?
What?
Stop having spiritual amnesia. Mm. God was like, you done forgot what I did in 24. Mm. You forgot how I came through big in 25. Mm. You forgot in 2019 when I came through at the last minute and you was just like, how you do that? And you was sitting here crying like, God, you so good. I'm still that God. Mm. I'm the God that hardened Pharaoh's heart to make him change his mind, come after my children, put them in front of the Red Sea, and now they stuck. Yeah. I'm the God that opened up the sea, let them pass through, then swallowed up to the enemy. God was like, I'm a complete God. Like, I'm gonna show you, I can not only free you, but I will completely obliterate your enemies. Mm-hmm. But and that was supposed to increase their faith in God, because God could have just set them free and took them to somewhere else. Who? We made it out. Nah, not only did you make it out, but He completely destroyed the threat, and He did one of the most epic miracles that mankind has ever experienced. And so when we look at the track record of God, it's easy. Mm-hmm. So I believe God can trust us now with this journey and this season. And then God said, don't just keep it to yourself. I'm gonna see you on shows. I'm gonna put you on stages. I'm speaking all the time. God is like, let people know what you're dealing with right now. Because you do them a disservice if you only talk about all the things that's working out.
Yeah.
When you jump on shows, talk about the pain. When you jump on shows, talk about the depression. When you jump on shows, talk about the frustrating times. When you jump on shows, talk about how you and your wife almost lost y'all's marriage and almost lost your mind. Talk about the things you went through. So often people celebrate my success, but they don't see the sacrifices we had to make. So I can appreciate you opening up the show saying, all right, so we see who you are now. But let's talk about what you had to go through. And I believe like that level of vulnerability and transparency, people can really connect with. And I feel like that's what they need to hear, because everybody going through it right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. The economy, so many things are at war right now. The war, even the
For
war.
Sure.
Talk about the war. You know what I'm
For
saying?
Sure.
It's so much uncertainty, so much economic uncertainty.
Sure.
Not even just talking about life. People can't afford
sex.
To live.
Sex.
Like, people are literally, prices are going up and people's income is not going up. So it's like, where do you put your faith? You know what I'm saying? And just knowing that you put your faith in the word of God and knowing that His peace surpasses all understanding.
All understanding. Because we don't understand it.
Okay.
And we don't get it.
Yeah.
And we're like, this don't make sense.
Yeah.
He's like, that's not even for you to understand, though.
Yeah.
I got that.
I want to talk about the intersection of the carnal man versus the spirit man. Mm-hmm. That's what I want to talk about.
Okay.
Because I think for people who are, it sounds great when people are believers, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of people that are believers that they can understand the scriptures that we are talking about and referencing, but to be a carnal person and not really have you even talked about you built up to this level of faith.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes if you haven't built up to that level of faith, you like, yo, I've lived my life this long, so I can direct myself. Mm-hmm. I hear what y'all are talking about, but I'm good on that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. What is that intersection? What does that look like? And how does somebody fully know that, like, to surrender?
So,
like, what is the guide to surrendering?
Yeah, so there are people that's watching right now that's like, hey, I ain't did bad for myself this far. Mm-hmm. And I haven't fully surrendered. And my thing is like, how much farther can you go, though? How much more does God have for you? How much more life can you experience? How much more abundance can you have? How much more fruit can you bear? How much more peace can you feel within? And so I talk to folks often that's like, yo, I'm actually doing pretty decent. You weren't made for decent. You weren't made to just get by. So it's like, don't you want more out of life? But what the enemy often does is the enemy will trick us and have us feeling like, hey, this is actually okay. Or, hey, this is actually enough. Or, hey, I'm not doing bad. When the word says we're supposed to be the head and not the tail. We're supposed to be the lender and not the borrower. Above and not beneath. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm on some royalty stuff. Let me tell you right now, Jess, I got a strong spirit of entitlement.
Come on.
I'm entitled to be blessed. Come on. I'm entitled to be favored. I'm entitled to have peace. I'm entitled to have joy. I'm a child of the King.
Spiritual authority.
You feel me? Spiritual authority. You know what I'm saying? So I'm operating with a kingdom mindset here. Mm-hmm. So are there people, like it rains on the just and the unjust. There are people that's going to be blessed and things going to work out for them, but it's like, but when he comes again, the word said that every knee going to bow, every tongue going to have to proclaim at some point. So it's just, so my energy towards those is like, yo, I'm actually doing okay. It's like, yeah, but God has so much more for you. You know what I'm saying? And for me, I know that God has called me to impact the world, to impact the masses, to impact more people. And I want to get the fullness of life, because I've lived a long time struggling. I lived a long time just getting by. I lived a long time, like, you know what I'm saying, doing okay. I don't want to just do okay no more. I want to have and experience everything that God has for me. And then I want to be able to be a blessing to other people. And so oftentimes my biggest blessing is my vulnerability and my transparency. And it's like, hey, this is where I'm at. This is what I'm going through. This is what I did wrong to really help others realize it ain't just them. We all trying to figure this thing out. So when they come from like the carnal mind, the flesh mind, and then those who's operating in the spirit, you know, I often say, you got to ask yourself, like, do you want more? And there are some people that don't aspire for more. They're like, no, I'm actually good with where I am right now. And then my prayer is that one day they realize that they can have more, but some people don't realize they deserve more. And that's a whole nother conversation with belief and mindset. Some people don't realize they actually deserve it. Truth be told, my wife, I don't think she will mind me sharing this. My wife, for the longest, she come from a small town in Kentucky. You know what I'm saying? Like, and her ear in the jug is always like, I don't need this. I don't need that. I'm like, boo boo. Yeah, it's a lot we don't need. But what do we deserve? You know, she's so humble in spirit. She'll do for everybody else extravagantly. My wife loves extravagantly. If you hit Tracy and be like, Tracy, can you plan my baby shower? She finna go crazy for you. That's her love language. And I'm like, boo, let God go crazy for you. Let us go crazy for you. But she is so often like, oh, well, I don't need this. But you go hard for everybody else. So sometimes internally, depending on how we're raised or that belief system, there's a question of worth. And so I'm constantly telling my wife, like, yeah, I feel you, bud. You don't need this. It's a lot I don't need. I don't need this big old truck. You don't need your Escalade. We could get by the little Corolla. That's going to get me across town. It might not get me there as fast. The seats might not be as comfortable, but it's going to get me. It's a lot we don't need, but you deserve it. So she hits me on the regular. You deserve it.
Yeah.
So I'm constantly reminding my girl of that. And so for anybody else that oftentimes they don't pursue more because subconsciously they don't realize that they deserve more.
Yeah.
And if we can just help them understand that they are deserving, though they haven't experienced it, though they haven't lived it, though they didn't really see their family operate that way, I'm like, that ain't got nothing to do with nothing. Your mama, your daddy did the best that they can do. This your life. You walk in a different type of truth. You have a different type of awakening now of what God wants to do in your life. The word of God says on earth as it is in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a certain type of frequency that we should flow with. Mm-hmm. And there's a certain type of expectancy that we should have of God as we're crucifying the flesh. Because I ain't just on that prosperity. It's like, I want all the wealth. But God was like, but can you keep your marriage? Mm-hmm. Can you keep your heart? Can you keep your eyes pure? Can you continue to have the victory from pornography? Mm-hmm. I'm going to open up all these doors. But can you continue to walk that path? Because before I got married, before I was walking with God, I was sleeping around, drug and alcohol, popping pills. I wake up to a blunt and a bottle of Henny or Don Julio. And now I ain't drink since I got baptized. I don't drink. I don't smoke. I used to smoke a pack of Newports a day. My body is pure now for every day I make that decision. Because there's nothing for me to go back to my vices. Every day I'm surrendering to what God has for me. So every blue moon, I'll have some friends say, let's have a glass of wine, bro. And I'm like, I probably could. But it feels good being free. The word of God says, who the Son sets free is free. I want to remain free, homeboy.
No, you got to finish it.
So, yeah, who the Son sets free is free indeed. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, I don't want to play with it. Mm-hmm. So when folks come to my crib, I'll turn to the bartender. But for me, I'm like, nah, because I abused it. Nah, I'm going to walk this path. Nah, for me, I'll put on for others. My wife want a glass of wine. But for me, see, find me. So mm-hmm. I'm on that what God wants to give us, but God is also calling us. There are certain things he wants us to surrender. It's certain things he wants us to give to them. It's a certain way that he wants us to move and operate. And we just have to be obedient to whatever God is calling.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. You know, on Hardly Initiated, we talk a lot about leveling up financially, mentally, and spiritually, but there is a reality that we have to face. Financial stress can affect us way more than we realize. It's not just about what's in your bank account. It's about the toll that money worries can take on your mental health and your relationship. In fact, at the start of 2026, roughly 88% of Americans reported feeling some form of financial stress. It brings on anxiety, it disrupts your sleep, and for many couples, is one of the leading sources of conflict. I've realized that struggling with money or feeling overwhelmed by it doesn't mean that you failed. Sometimes it's about the beliefs we grew up with or just trying to figure it all out on our own. It's something important to remember that therapy isn't for financial advice. It's for managing stress, shame, or anxiety that comes with those financial hurdles. It helps you unpack your relationship with money and build healthier coping strategies so you don't feel alone in the process. What I appreciate about BetterHelp is that they make the process of finding support simple. They have over 30,000 therapists who are fully licensed in the United States and follow a strict code of conduct. When you sign up, you'll fill out a short questionnaire, and their therapist match commitment means that they do the work to find the right fit for your specific needs and goals. They've served over 6 million people globally, and if you ever feel like your match isn't quite right, you can switch to a different therapist at any time. When life feels overwhelming, therapy can help. Sign up now and get 10% off at BetterHelp.com/HardlyInitiated. That's BetterHelp.com/HardlyInitiated.
Only us two. Because shame on us if we're expecting all this stuff from God. And he's like, okay, but it's some stuff I'm expecting from you too.
So you mentioned all of these things in the journey and what it cost you. What truly has success cost you, either mentally, physically, spiritually, or emotionally?
Success has cost me friends.
Mm-hmm.
It's cost me relationships. Mm-hmm. There were people that was not pleased with the path I was taking because the light that was in me began to illuminate the darkness that was in them.
Mm.
And so I lost some friends and that hurt. And so, but though I lost friends, you know, I gained Australia and I gained India, South Africa. God was like, I can expose you to the world. And so that hurt. But then I had to realize, like, everybody can go with you. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I've lost some friends. I almost lost my mind.
Mm.
I didn't understand the importance of taking care of me.
Mm.
When it came to fighting the flesh, I get tired. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, I felt like I was a warrior with a big sword that was sharp, and I was slaying demons and I was slaying the flesh. But guess what happens? After a while, that sword gonna get dull. And years ago, I almost lost my mind. My counselor was like, bro, you need to go somewhere, go on a retreat, go get a massage, go to the spa. Like, you're going, taking care of everybody else, and you about to lose your mind. And I was trying to be the hero and show up for my family and extended family and our community. And I was like, but I'm not showing up for me. So it almost cost me my mind. And I lost two of my homeboys from mental health issues and them losing their minds. And so it cost me that, you know. And so now I'm more intentional about taking care of myself as I'm pursuing my wife and I'm pursuing God and I'm pursuing the purpose he has for me. It's called me to be more intentional to really take care of myself. Because you can pray, read the Bible all day. But it's like, bro, you better go somewhere and meditate. You better go somewhere and clear your mind. You better go hit that sauna. You better go work out. You better read some books. You better put that phone on do not disturb. You better put some boundaries in place. You better start telling more people no so you don't overextend yourself. Because I don't want my family to feel like they're in competition with my work or my business or my ministry. So it's really caused me to be more disciplined. It's caused me to be more locked in. It has really humbled me, you know, in areas in which that I wasn't really crazy about, but I had to trust the plan that God had for my life.
For the women that's watching, what is something that men silently carry that they wish their partner understood?
For the women that's watching, I believe a lot of men silently carry a weight that they don't understand. And we need a safe place to place that weight, if that makes sense. We need that gentle covering, you know. And so there were seasons, and I hope that this really connects with the women. There were seasons where my wife would come home tired, frustrated from work, not really appreciated and respected as a Black woman. And she might come home with an attitude. And the old, young, dumb me would be like, don't be giving that attitude to me. And God was like, bro, you so weak. She needs you to be soft right now. Can you be strong enough to take her pain and her frustrations? Let her be her punching bag, bruh. You know what I'm saying? Like, absorb that hurt that she's feeling right now and don't take it personal. And so I had to get to a point where I had to mature and be like, you know what? I ain't gonna take it personal. She just pissed right now. Her boss got on her nerves. She's stressed out. She lashed out on me. Let me be strong enough, long enough to get that breakthrough, and let me absorb that energy. And then when she settles down, I can help settle that nervous system. But I had to be more mature in Christ. And so I give the flip end, right, to the ladies watching. They got a boyfriend, they got a husband. Like, they might be frustrated, they might be erratic, they might be all over the place. Like, they need to be that safe space where they can just be vulnerable, and then they can be weak. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of times men don't want to be weak in front of their girls. Men don't want to be weak in front of their wives. We feel like we got to be the strong ones. And so because my wife and I are so strong, and because we're grown so much, and the intimacy, not physically, but emotionally, has went through the roof, I feel safe now. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? My girl, Tracy Chanel, is a safe place for me to land. It's a safe place for me to be short and small or vulnerable or tired. And I know she's not going to use that and be like, ha, see, I knew. It's just like, oh, it's okay, baby. Mm-hmm. So I can lay my head on her lap. She can be soft and gentle with me. Mm-hmm. I can take off my armor. Mm-hmm. I be asleep sometime at night, and I wake up and I feel her hand on my chest, and she just praying over me. And I'm sitting here thinking like, God, what I do to deserve a woman of God like this? And I don't move either, because I don't want to interrupt that prayer. And so I just lay right there and I pretend sleep, but I just be like, man, praise God. Then I start interceding for her. And after a few minutes, she'll just take her hand off my chest. She'll roll over and go to sleep. And I just be thinking like, what in the world? So I had to get to a point where I felt safe with her. And now I had that covering, and I'm letting her walk in that fullness. You know what I'm saying? You felt there, didn't you? I already know. We need that. It's okay. We need that. Like, we need that. We need that gentleness. We need that covering. We need that love. We need that touch from that woman. We need that covering. And watch this. She was doing it when I didn't deserve it. My girl showed me the true character of Christ. And I'm just like, wow. So to every woman watching, you were so powerful. The grace that you carry, the love that you carry, the humility, the softness, the gentleness. My girl just raised me to get to a point to where I was open and I felt safe just being soft and weak. She's like, I know you're going to be strong, but let me pour into you. Because as I pour into you, you now are able to pour into me. But it took us 15, 16 years to get to this point. What you feeling right now? Yeah. And I lay right there and I received those prayers, and it happened the other night. And I just, and as she praying, I'm sitting here acting like I'm asleep, and I'm just covering her. God, show me how to chase her heart. Show me how to minister to her soul. Show me how to be loving and protective. Help, show me how to be attentive. Show me how to tune into her needs, Lord. Show me how to make her feel like the only woman in the world. Those areas of insecurity, I'm just sitting there quietly praying to God as I know she's covering me, because the enemy's been attacking and attacking and attacking. And it's like, now we're covering each other. Like, that spiritual warfare is real, you know? And the gentleness, the grace that you flow with, how you love on Michael and Tracy loves on me, and we love on each other. The enemy hates that. And he's going to attack it. And we don't always get it right. You know what I'm saying? But we fight every single day. And we try every single day to outlove each other, to outserve each other. And we just keep on growing. And we're able to do this again in one of the most challenging seasons we're in.
Take deep breath. You need some water?
No. I'm all right. I'm sorry.
It's good.
Just give me a moment.
Yeah, for sure. Yep.
Do you want me to be honest?
Yeah, you can be honest.
Okay.
And let me ask you this. Was it something that I said that makes you feel like, man, I want that, or I wish we were there? Or
no,
was it that it was that was
back that
because however you're feeling, there are millions of other women.
I feel like what you're saying, the way the enemy attacks me is through my marriage.
Okay.
And I don't.
And you can just say that little bit and then I can speak to it if that's okay.
No, because I don't want people to know that the enemy attacks me to my marriage, because then the people that's deceitful can try to attack even more.
So watch this here. So you need to ask yourself this, because right now you're in protection of your brand and your family, and that's okay. But whatever truth you speak, will it bless other people and glorify God? Because there's nothing crazy about the enemy attacking marriages, because we all know that the enemy hates marriage.
I didn't mean to start crying. I just feel it.
This
so
me. Don't you are y'all know what energy I'm on. So you don't owe me no one.
That wasn't last episode.
I just feel it so deeply, because it's like I cover my partner in prayer, you know, and I pray over him with oil and all the things. But sometimes there just be attacks that's external that I don't.
Can I offer you this as some encouragement? There were years when Tracy was covering me in prayer and I didn't know it. And she was wondering, God, are you even hearing these prayers? The version of me who I am now is the manifestation of her prayers. Did it take years for me to grow and mature to be this man of God I am today? Absolutely. But I promise you, I'm gonna have you call Tracy when I leave. She will tell you, girl, I was covering him for years and he didn't even know. But I am just now seeing those prayers answered. And so sometimes God just wants to see if we can be strong enough, long enough for that breakthrough. Because the enemy has been attacking my marriage for over a decade. It's like, what in the world, God? I'm praying over her, she ain't seen it. She praying over me, she ain't seen it. But because we didn't quit, and we finally both got to a point when we were surrendering to God's plan. So them prayers, sometimes you probably feel like these prayers ain't leaving the ceiling. This oil only moisturized his forehead. You know what I'm saying? But God is like, no. It just don't happen right when you want it. It just didn't happen right at that moment. It didn't happen that next week. But it's only a matter of time. And I'm a testament of a man that has made it to this point because his wife didn't stop praying, and she didn't stop covering, and she didn't stop serving me, and she didn't stop supporting me, and she didn't stop affirming me. Well, she could have been like, you know what? I'm out. You know what? You know what I'm saying? Like, and so the enemy does not like marriage. He does not like couples, especially strong couples that's loving that. He don't like that. And we come with brokenness and we come with damage. There was a time in my life when I honestly, this is going to sound crazy, but I honestly felt like Tracy didn't deserve me. I'm thinking like, man, she'll deserve me. I'm a good dude. I'm a man of God. I crucify the flesh. I'm only choosing her. I ain't asking for much, but for her to love me and affirm me and support me and pour into me. I'm just looking for some intimacy. I don't feel desired. I don't feel wanted. Like, I was in that season. And I was just like, God, this ain't cool. You don't know how many women would love to be with a God-fearing man like me that ain't got no skeletons in the closet, that's locked in, that's chasing her heart. I'm like vacuuming, washing dishes. And God was like, bro, you don't even see your gaps. God was like, you got gaps, son. God was like, you don't even see your gaps. I need you to love your wife like Christ loved the church. And the church persecuted and whipped him and beat him and turned their back on him. And he still loved them. So I was like, you right. And then the tables turned and my wife just outloved me when I did not deserve it. And God has done something extraordinary. So for you, Jess, to all the initiators that's watching, we all go through heavy, hard, challenging seasons where we wonder, are our prayers leaving the ceiling? Is there weight behind it? Is God hearing me? I've been praying and I don't see this breakthrough. Here we go. I was doing really, really good. And this person has set me back. That's a part of the Christian journey. And I believe the power is when we pray without ceasing, when we continue to march around the Jericho walls over and over and over again. And we just know eventually we're going to get that breakthrough. But what the enemy wants, Jess, is for me to say, you know what, this ain't working. Or for you to say, all right, God, you ain't moving fast enough. But what takes your anointing to another level is when you stay in that closet, when you keep that bottle of oil, when you keep on setting the tone. Even when things don't happen the way they're supposed to, you just know, God, it's your time. Because it's not our responsibility to change folks' heart. So my wife was praying over me, God, take his heart of stone and give him a heart of flesh. You know what I'm saying? God, make his only his focus like locked in on me, like all, like God, give him fulfilling. God, heal him from the little boy that was sitting here without his father, felt like he wasn't good enough. Like whatever she was praying over me, those prayers compounded and the breakthrough was massive. So those emotions you was feeling, those tears that you captured before they messed up your makeup, that's real stuff that everybody is dealing with. And I believe that God allowed me to come on the show to just share my truth and journey, to not just encourage your viewers, but for you and Mike and everybody else is watching. Sometimes it be like that. And I feel like we need each other and we need these conversations. So who better to tell you to hang in there? And it does get better, not when we want it, but Tracy and I. And we can have some other conversations off camera where I can say specifically some of the different things we were dealing with. But now we know how to capture each other's hearts. Now we know how to affirm each other. Now we know how to pour into each other. Now we know how to give grace. Now we know, you know what I'm saying, how to set the tone. Now we know what questions do we ask. Like now we know how to really be that partner for each other. But it took a while to learn. We've been in the game for 16 years. You know what I'm saying? And so these things take time. And she came to the marriage one way. I came to a marriage one way. We was two adults stuck in our ways. And that stuff takes time to break down. But watch this. Who she became as she was praying and interceding and didn't see a breakthrough. There was a strength growing within there. There was a deeper anointing. Who I became when I was constantly serving and constantly praying and trying to get creative to connect with her heart. And was like, I'm not asking for much in return. Like, and then that the attacks of the enemy was plaguing her with health and sickness. And we lost two babies and endometriosis and adenomyosis and fibromyalgia. And the very act of intimacy was painful for her. And it's breaking my heart. And she depressed and tired because she lost her mom and her aunt and her grandma back to back to back. And it felt like it was a dark cloud over our home. And I'm like, God, we good people. Like, we so faithful, you know? But God was like, yeah, y'all are good people, but y'all are still two broken people that's dealing with some heavy stuff. But if you just stay with me. So when y'all look at Tracy and I now, fortified, far from perfect, strong, far from perfect, anointed, far from perfect, locked in. So it takes time. And so it takes time. And I often tell people we have to be strong enough, long enough for that breakthrough. And then we find encouragement in each other's journeys. I'll stop right there.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. We can back up just a little bit, though, because that was all phenomenal. Yeah. I appreciate you even speaking into my spirit, I should say, not even speaking to me, speaking to my spirit in totality. So thank you for that. I definitely did not think this interview would go that way. It's just sometimes when you try to be the safest place that you can be for your husband, and you pray and you watch your tone and you make all of these changes. And then it's like, I feel like sometimes, you know, where the traumas of a person can interfere with the reality that's there. It's like, how do you navigate that as a woman that is a woman of faith and has faith, but like, how do you navigate somebody's trauma?
Yeah.
And their
it could be trauma, it could be ego, it could be attitude, it could be temper, it could be frustrations. I think, here we go. That goes to show the depth of the love that you have when you can say, look at this flawed man. On one hand, this is what my wife would say. On one hand, I know he loves me. But on the other hand, he's dealing with this trauma. He's dealing with this attitude. He's dealing with this frustration. He's dealing with some insecurities. Some of it she might have caused. Some of it might have just came from me just growing up broken. But she still chose to love me in spite of all of it. That's the weight of love. So when we look at God, God is like, look at Jess, look at Jeremy, look at Mike, Trey. They got all these issues, but I still love them. I still wake them up every single day. My mercies are new every single morning. And so here's the crazy thing, Jess. What makes you a woman of God? It's not how much time you spend in your prayer closet. It's not how much of the word you know. It's not how much you even pour into people. It's when you choose every single day, I'm going to love my husband. I'm going to anoint my husband. I'm going to cover my husband. Even though I feel like he's setting me back, even though I feel like I don't feel seen, even though I feel like I deserve his covering, I'm still going to do my part. When you get to a point, when I get to a point, when we all get to a point where we say the love that we show our spouses is not contingent upon the love that they show us, that's when I feel like God is like, you get it as Christianity. Yeah. And what happened with me is Mike gonna get to a point that says, regardless of what Jess does, I'm gonna be patient, I'm gonna be gentle, I'm gonna be kind. Regardless of what she's going through, I'm gonna do my part to give her the love that she deserves.
Yeah.
And so sometimes they're in our own marriage, there were years where I was the strong Christian. I was the one really locked in, and she didn't have that strength. And then when I was like, I'm tired, I promise you, it's like the coin flip. And she was like, well, I'm the one with the deep anointing. I'm the one that's ready to roll up my sleeves. I'm the one that's in this prayer closet year after year after year. And then right when my strength got strong enough, it's like, well, we locked in and we both there. So it's like now we fortified, and now God is bringing us together in the biggest storm of our lives. And I'm like, we're supposed to be riding out in the sunset now. We locked in, madly in love, better than we've ever been. Because in my home, we ain't yelling and fussing and cussing. Our stuff is more deeper, mentally, emotionally. And I'm like, we're so good now. But God is like, but here's another storm. Here's another area for you to grow, because I've trusted you to influence millions of people.
Yeah.
So I got to take you down that path. So I'm not surprised you're in this season, because God has trusted you with this platform.
Yeah.
And he has called you and chose you for this season right here. And so now I appreciate you being vulnerable with your audience to let them know, hey, because they look at you like, oh, everything is just so perfect. But you're like, no, we still trying to figure this thing out too. And I feel like that's where the power is.
Let me ask you this, because it's interesting. It's so interesting because it's true. I do believe that when people try to do kingdom work, it will be attacks left and right. Like even you mentioned Torre. I was thinking this after. It's crazy because when he did the episode, the day before he did the episode was when Sarah got in the accident or had her accident with her neck. And so I honestly thought that he was going to cancel the interview, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
And he still came. And so I was obviously grateful. But one thing that I was thinking is that was the initiation of the book tour. And I'm like, no different than what you just said about Job. It's like, I know this could be a backwards thought. It's so unfortunate of what happened to her. Thank God the world is praying by her. But the backwards thought in my brain was, of course this is going to happen right now. Because you're about to do this book tour. And I read the book. It's a great book. Mm-hmm. It really is. Like, I'm not even saying it just because. It's an amazing book. And so I'm like, I feel like that was the enemy's plan to attack that 100%. Book tour. 100%. Because something happening to your wife the day before you go on a book tour, it's like it was clear as day. And I feel like God's covering over her life didn't allow that to fully manifest into what, like,
because they said that it didn't prosper.
Yeah, because they said if she broke it in one other place, like, she would have been paralyzed. Yeah. And so it's like, but it's just unfortunate that the enemy really be trying to take out marriages like that.
And I think it goes to show the strength that we have.
Yeah.
Just the enemy is threatened. At you and Mike. Yeah. He is threatened. The enemy is just like, whoa. When Mike and Jess grow to an even higher level of spirituality and oneness, like, what level y'all gonna be on in 2028? You know what I'm saying? Like, he understands how much more dynamic y'all can be. When I tell you the enemy has been attacking my marriage, been attacking our internal thoughts, been attacking, you know, us on so many different levels, because he knew if Jeremy and Tracy continue to grow, the impact that they're going to have over the nations. So we got our conference coming up soon. I'm expecting attacks. I'm already knowing. And so I'm like, okay, God, you're going to have to cover us. And if something comes through, we know they're going to form, but they're not going to prosper. Amen. We really believe that we're more than a conqueror. And I ain't losing no sleep over it. And when bad things happen, unfortunate news comes, I'm like, yep, I didn't expect that, but God do. Yeah. He did. And don't nothing catch him by surprise. And that alone gives me peace. And so, yeah, I'm not surprised that y'all are being attacked, we being attacked, our listeners and viewers are being attacked, because the enemy wants to stop the progression. And how do we fight back? We worship. How do we fight back? We surrender to the plan God has for us. You know what I'm saying? How do we fight back? We fight back with love. And that's how we glorify God. And that's how we prove to truly be the called Christians God called us to be.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So you just mentioned your conference coming up. Let's just kind of shift
the atmosphere just a little bit.
You mentioned your conference getting ready to come up. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, our Next Level Speakers Conference, June 5th through 7th here in Atlanta. So it's a conference for people who want to effectively communicate, people who want to be speakers or currently speakers, entrepreneurs, business owners, people that want to get around powerful, anointed. You've been there. It's the energy, it's a vibe. And so it's the number one conference in the world for speakers and communicators right here in Atlanta, Georgia, Next Level Speakers Conference. This is our sixth annual conference. I am so excited. 3 days of explosiveness. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Amazing speakers from the marketing, the branding, leveraging AI, how to effectively communicate. Like, we're going to show you how you can monetize your message, your story, your brand, and all the things, but really do it on a high level.
Yeah.
But it's not just about speaking and being an entrepreneur. We really focus on the whole person. Yeah, it's something special.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. I wish, can the initiates come?
Yes. So I text my team before I came. And so if they visit Next Level Speakers Conference .com, under the promo code, type in HI20 and they can get 20% off.
Cool.
So HI for heart initiated, HI20, 20% off right here in Atlanta. And Jess, you've been there. Can you kind of let them know what the experience was like for you?
Listen, I was so taken back by the altar call that they did. Yeah. I was fully present with the speaking part, but the fact that he really honed in on the spiritual aspect of it, it was amazing. But aside from that, I think that speaking is something that no matter what you do in life is very, very proficient in order for you to reach your next level in anything that you do, you have to be able to effectively communicate. So it was a phenomenal conference. There were speakers from all over. Eric Thomas,
Lisa Nichols,
Johnson, Lisa Nichols.
This year we got Trent Shelton to it.
I love that.
Yeah, we got so many dynamic speakers. Linda Clemens, Dr. Sonya Stribling, like 20 homegirl did 28 million in three years. Yeah. Like, we really got people that have mastered communication, speaking, entrepreneurship. Yeah. It is the most anointed business conference you have ever been to. Yeah. And so the initiators, HI20, they visit nextlevelspeakersconference.com. We want to see them in the building.
Yeah, make sure you guys come. And again, that promo code is HI20. I do think that there is something powerful that happens when alignment and purpose come into play. And I do believe that kingdom entrepreneurship, as well as kingdom place, like coming into the marketplace with kingdom work, is just so profound. So please, 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 guys, make sure you guys visit Next Level Speakers
Conference.
nextlevelspeakersconference.com. Yeah. Is there anything else you want to leave with the viewers?
So two things. You know, we're in this world with AI now.
We are.
And there are people, and I'm not trying to scare anybody. Like, we actually, at the conference, we teach them how to leverage AI to blow up your speaking business, right? And your communication skills. But AI can't replace a speaker.
Yeah.
And you can have a hologram that can give a message, but that ain't going to connect with the hearts and minds of people. So the individuals that tap in with us say, hey, I like my job or I hate my job, but I want to diversify. I want to generate more revenue. I want to share my message. I want to share my story. I know my calling and purpose is deeper than a call center, than a cubicle, than an office, than a warehouse. Then I got more inside me. That's the people that come to us, and we show them how they can take their purpose and make profit, make impact and income through speaking. And I'll share that, how to live a deeper life of purpose. And so that's special. But I'll just leave my last point with this here. You know, you and I have talked about a lot during this episode. And there's been a lot that we have been navigating, just even in our personal lives. And you've gotten to where I've gotten, you've gotten to, I've gotten to where I've gotten to, because we didn't quit. We kept fighting. We kept pushing. And we eventually grew. And so the whole theme throughout this whole episode has been surrendering to the plan that God has for us.
Absolutely.
It can be challenging. It can be painful. It can be frustrating. But what comes on the other side of it is oh so rewarding.
Absolutely.
And so I would just leave the audience to, and to say this here, like, the power of trusting God, the power to surrender into his plan, the power of being fully locked in with him will take people so far. And it's going to be challenging. It's going to be painful. We're going to shed some tears. We're going to be in frustrating seasons. But it's what God is building within us makes it all worthwhile.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. All right, guys. Well, you heard it here first. Please make sure you guys visit nextlevelspeakersconference.com. I'm Jessica Lane. That is Jeremy Anderson, and as always, stay initiated.